Yeah, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, colleagues. Congratulations for this excellent presentation. And I like the last elaboration that you have just made. In sense, it would be good at some point that the disaggregation speak more than what it is now. In this room, probably you have a lot of statisticians, database, and data experts, so it's okay for the level of data collections that it's required to complete it what this task force and expert group is supposed to be. But if we follow or listen to you from the lenses of decision maker and look into that dynamic graphic that you have just demonstrated, we collect data, we aggregate it, we validate, etc. We displace, and a decision maker is to make a decision whether he will send an alert to allow people to, for example, in the classroom or school, to go outside for activity or not. So what I mean here is that we have to go down to that level of shifting from data gathering, data analysis to decision maker. And I think that this is where our mandate, and particularly as UNEP, we land. There is a strong UNEP resolution, just to give an example, on air monitoring and air quality, et cetera. We are still, let's say, at the road of data collection, harmonization towards regions. And with the help of friends from UNECE, we are getting there. But when you discuss with people who make the decision, they will ask you the question, okay, this graphic is wonderful. I mean, the curves are great. So me as a governor, as a deputy, as a mayor, what else for me? So it's also a call for me to perhaps explore the possibility. It might not be the mandate currently of this group, but I think that we can send some message outside to colleagues from WHO and say, okay, the task force has completed its own work by agreeing on the type of data to collect, the methodology, everything, etc. But the pieces which is still missed is the action on health and probably on environment where UNEP and UNECE come. And therefore, we can work now on a monography that can correlate it, the different colors, like the one that you have mentioned in North of London, etc. So that when a decision maker access your website, including this wonderful website this morning, with all these databases that we have seen this morning, so that we know that when you click on this color, he will tell you what to do. And this monography that WHO have developed, at some point, even with ILO, it can be very useful. And therefore, if we succeed to have that type of 360 decision-making tool, et cetera, perhaps we will have achieved the SDGs, because that is what the SDGs is about. You know, when we talk about reducing poverty, education, light, et cetera, this is what the SDGs is. And we can now correlate also easily with some of the SDG target. And I think that this is what also the presentation that we have had yesterday morning was saying. So I don't know how we take this and how this meeting will take this type of considerations, but I think that we have to risk ourselves to go to that level. I think that there will still be a question mark as of, okay, this group achieve the observation that we have developed a fabulous tools. But how can we connect that with what the WHO, with what ILO Nexus, with what UNEP does, et cetera? And perhaps this is something that maybe we will have to still see how to take this forward. Thank you.